So let's review. The Gemara earlier cited a teaching from Reb Shimon bar Yochai about several practices to avoid. The Gemara now quotes another such teaching. Om Reb Shimon bar Yochai, Chamisha Devarim Hein, Sha'isa Isa Mischai B'Navshe B'Dame B'Reshit. There are five practices that can cost one his life, and he will be held responsible for them. Ha'ichal Shum Kaluf, U'Betzel Kaluf, U'Beya Kaluf. Sha'av Arlein Halayla. One who eats garlic, onions, or eggs that were peeled and left overnight because Ruach Roshar Arlein, an evil spirit, rests upon them. However, Shai ben Ikar Noiklipas and Leslamba, if he left their root or their peel, there's no concern. Hashaysa Mashkin Mizugin Sha'avar Lein Halayla, one who drinks diluted beverages that were left overnight. The Gemara adds, Shalonu B'Kli Matches Oikli Nasser. This is only where if they were left in a metal or natron container. Halon B'Vesekvaris, one who stays overnight in the cemetery. The Gemara adds, Kedesha Tishol of Ruach Tuma. There's only if he does this so that a spirit of Tuma should rest upon him because Zibnin de Misaknele, the spirits might endanger him. One who cuts his fingernails and throws them into a public area. Because a pregnant woman might walk over them, causing her to miscarry. Some say that this is only with the following three conditions. Shakal biginustari, he cuts them with scissors. Shakal the yadu udikari, he cuts the nails of both his hands and feet. Lagos midi basrai, he did not cut anything else afterwards. However, the Gemara rules, lakulim osachashinan, we're concerned in every case. The Gemara cites a related braisa. Sarf and chasid, one who burns the nails is extremely pious. Kaver and sadik, one who buries them is righteous. Zerk and rasha, one who throws them out, is wicked. Hamak is damo mishamish mitase, one who lets his blood and then has relations because havin lebonim basikin, this causes him to have weak children. Furthermore, hakizush name b'shimshu havin lebonim bali rasin. If the man and the woman both let their blood and then had relations, their child would be extremely weak. However, tam midi leslamba, if they ate something before having relations, there's no concern. The Gemara returns to its discussion about having relations during the day. It's forbidden to have relations during the day because the pasuk says "Vahafta l'reacha kamaicha," and we're concerned shemiyir but davar maguna but tiskanalaf. He might notice something that repulses him. A related teaching is Yisrael kadoshim him ve'im mishamshim mitasein b'yom. You didn't act with holiness and do not have relations during the day. However, imhoyim bayis afal mutter. It's permitted in a dark room and tamachachem mafal b'ksusa mishamish. A Torah scholar can be trusted to cover the area with his cloak. The Gemara discusses which materials can be used for examination cloths. Ein baitkin es amida eda bipakoilin. Oi, betatsu noki verach. One should use the cotton or clean soft wool for this examination. Rava adds, hani sachke de kisna mali lebedika. Worn out linen cloths are good for this bedika. However, the Gemara asks, Ebraisa rules, ein baitkin es amida loi be'ed adam loi be'ed shachar loi be'pishtin. One cannot use cloths that are red, black, or made of linen. The Gemara gives two answers. The Braisa refers to unwoven flax, while Rava referred to linen material. One should not use new cloths, but he may use worn-out cloths. Zok the Mishnah. Mashal mashal chacham beisha. Chacham used the following example to illustrate the possible source of blood in a woman. Hacheder va'praizder va'aliyah. There is a room, a corridor, and an attic. These refer to the womb, the canal, and an upper chamber. The Mishnah rules, Dama cher du tame, dama liyatar. Blood that originates in the womb is tame, but blood that originates in the chamber is tar. However, nimtze bepraizder sveke tame, lafisha chaskasim in the makar. If blood is found in the corridor, it's tame because we assume it came from the womb. The Gemara explains, Hacheder mebifnim, vapraizder mebachutz. The womb is towards the back of the body, and the corridor is towards the front of the body. Vali benuy al shtein, valul petuch ben ali lepraizder. The upper chamber is over both, and there is a passageway from the chamber into the corridor. Rashi adds, Kaisi rechem lamata be'emtze praiser, v'derek sham dam mietzim. The blood leaves the body from an opening in the middle of the corridor. Thus, there is a section of the corridor minalu v'lefnim, inward from the passageway, next to the womb, and there is a section minalu v'lechutz, outward from the passageway. The Gemara cites four interpretations of the Mishnah's ruling. The Tamid Rav Huna ruled, Nimtze minalu v'lefnim svekei tame, minalu v'lechutz svekei tar. If it's found in the inner part of the corridor, it's possibly tame, but if it's found in the outer part of the corridor, it's tar. However, the Gemara asks, Anan cheskasim namakartinan. The Mishnah indicates that if the blood is in the inner section of the corridor, we can assume it came from the womb because the blood coming down from the chamber does not flow backwards, and so it should be certainly tame. Rav Huna ruled, Menalul v'lefnim vade tame, Menalul v'lechutz sveke tame. If it's found in the inner part of the corridor, it's certainly tame. But if it's found in the outer part of the corridor, it's possibly tame. However, Baya asked, "Menalu b'lchud sveikei tamei dilma shachas or mecheder asa." If the blood is in the outer section, we say it might be tamei because she might have been bent forward suddenly, causing the blood to surge to the outer section instead of going into the rechem. If so, menalu b'lchnim nami ema azdakro mali asa. We should say that blood found in the inner section should possibly be tar because it's possible that she fell backwards and the blood went from the lul to the inner section instead of to flowing to the outer section. Therefore, Abaye suggested two possible rulings. If we do suspect that such an incident occurred, then no matter where the blood was found, she's possibly tummy. Alternately, if we assume that the blood was found there naturally, then if it's in the inner section, it's certainly tummy, and if it's in the outer section, it's certainly tar. The Gemara now cites a brisa on this topic. Tani Reb Chiya, Dama nimtza b'preizer chayavin alav al bias mikdash b'sarvin alav esachuma. If blood is found in the corridor, then it's certainly tummy. Therefore, the woman is liable if she enters the mikdash, and if she touches truma, it's burned. However, if katina amar in chayavin alav al bias mikdash vein sarvin alav esachuma. If blood is found in the corridor, then it's only possibly tummy. Therefore, the woman is not liable if she enters the mikdash, and if she touches truma, it's not eaten, but it's not burned. The Gemara now explains how each of the four earlier rulings can be reconciled with this brisa. Ibasar chashasha azlas misayel Rav Katina. Abaye's first suggestion agrees with Rav Katina's ruling, since blood in the corridor is always in doubt. Ibasar chazak azlas misayel Rav Chia. Abaye's second suggestion can agree with Rav Chia's ruling because he can be referring to blood found in the inner section, where it's certainly tummy. The Rav Huna loy pligi kan men alol v'lefnim kan men alol v'lechutz. Rav Huna can explain that there's no machlekes because Rav Chia was discussing where the blood was found in the inner section, and so it's certainly tummy. While Rav Katina was discussing where the blood was found in the outer section, and so it's possibly tummy. The Talmid Rav Huna kan kishenimtze bekarka preizder kan shenimtze begag preizder. The Talmid Rav Huna can explain that Rav Chia was discussing where the blood was found on the floor of the inner section of the corridor, and so it's certainly tummy. While they were discussing where the blood was found on the roof of the inner section of the corridor, and so it's only possibly tar. As Rashi explains, al karchach yatzizem miminik hiluchay. Regardless of where the blood came from, it should not be on the roof. Therefore, it's equally possible that it is tummy or tar.